The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Kroah Show. Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show. As you know, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together to talk about things going on in the world. And throughout the years of the show and this station, we've sought to intentionally focus on some of the religious and human rights violations that are so egregious all across the world. And case in point, of course, again today, recent headline at ChristianityToday.com, Nigeria's government agrees Islamist terrorists target Christians. March 2nd column by Jason Casper states that the Nigerian government now agrees with church leaders with what they've been complaining about for years. Christians are the target of jihadist terrorists or terrorism. In the wake of the renewed onslaught by our tireless military against Boko Haram and ISWAP, Islamic State, West Africa Province, allies in recent times, said the Minister of Information and Culture at a press conference recently, the insurgents have apparently changed their strategy. They have started targeting Christians and Christian villages for a specific reason, which is to trigger a religious war and throw the nation into chaos. That's a quote. Well, joining us with his own information, one of our men that we're honored to have, in fact, as you know, we often have our colleagues from 21 Wilberforce join us, and on their behalf, Stephen Inada is joining me right now. Stephen is executive president of ICON, International Committee on Nigeria. That organization, after a year of work, is going to soon release an important study titled Nigeria's Silent Slaughter, Genocide in Nigeria. Stephen, it's an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me. Hello, Stephen? Do we have him there? Stephen, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm not sure how the wires got crossed, but I'm glad you're with us. Welcome to the show. Talk first, if you would, about your report, which talks about the scope of the really brutal and deadly attacks going on against Christians in Nigeria. What can you tell us about the scope of the persecution of Nigerians?
Yes, thank you, Don. Our data tome, which is Nigerian Silent Slaughter, Genocide in Nigeria and the Implications for the International Community, we're able to do a host of many things in our data when we have over 60,000 Nigerian civilians, especially Christians, killed by Boko Haram. And then the violence has expanded. The violence has deepened and has become intractable. So terrorists breeding ground and staging area for attacks to every part of the world is already in Nigeria and the Lake Chad region. And from this also, our data tome also talks about sex slaves. crimes against children. Boko Haram kidnaps girls to become sex slaves. I hope we've not forgotten about Chibok girls and the Dapchi girl. Then these atrocities actually are targeted against Christians in Nigeria and some innocent civilians. So child soldiers is really brewing in these communities in Nigeria and even in Chad. So we have crimes against children. Boko Haram forces boys to become child soldiers. Now, when we talk about this, Don, our comprehensive research, report, testimonies, data, and legal brief in our documentation are compiled to elucidate what is really happening in Nigeria and the region, and to compellingly show that the atrocity and slaughter of Christians and minority groups or faith communities in Nigeria is essential, equates to what we call religious motivated genocide, especially against Christians in Nigeria.
Why has the Buhari, in your view, why has the Buhari administration failed, maybe even refused to hold both Boko Haram and the Fulani militants accountable and do something about it, in your view?
Yes. From all indication, government of Buhari has been in denial. So when government is in that denial, and then you begin to look at what Boko Haram, even before his administration, has promised to accomplish by declaring Nigeria as Islamic Caliphate, you see from classification to discrimination to dehumanization to polarization to persecution, extermination, and then you now have a government that is denying. So Buhari government lacks two things. One, lack of sincerity, and the other one is to ask international community for help. So this actually has validated several claims that because Buhari is a Muslim and Buhari is a Fulani, so he's really giving these terrorists to flourish in Nigeria.
Let me ask you this quickly before I have to let you go, Stephen. When will your report be out, and how can folks get a copy of it?
Yes, our report will be out third week of July, and by then we are going to make some kind of digital copies that will be available for people to download or to be sent to people who will request for that. But we are going to make available our document through various means, and it will be announced third week of July.
All right. On that note, what I would like you to do, Julie will pick up after we're finished here in a moment. I'd like to be able to stay in touch with you, and when you're ready to release the report or have released it, I'd like you to come back on for a few minutes. But in the meantime, how can folks get a copy? Is it at your website, iconhelp.org, or how can they get a copy?
The copy will be made available, which I will send you the link in 2 weeks' time. I'm so sorry that we are unable to, because of security reason and also not to have this document abused. We have really controlled its dissemination, but we will make that public as soon as possible, sir.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. We'll be praying for you and all of our dear friends in Nigeria, as we do often, and I appreciate the chance to talk with you. Let's talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Stephen Inada, who is the executive president of ICON. ICON is the International Committee on Nigeria. A couple of websites. SilentSlaughterNigeria.com is one you may want to check out. SilentSlaughterNigeria.com. And then iconhelp.org is another, which is his organization.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
President Trump continues to deliver protections for America's unborn babies. The latest is he finalized a new rule reversing an attempt by the Obama administration to advance the extreme agenda of abortion on demand. Obama had declared it was a violation of sex discrimination to not include abortion in Obamacare. The abortion industry and its supporters desperately want and need to sell Americans on the notion that abortion is health care. But you and I know violently killing innocent babies in the womb is the opposite of health care. And it often leaves their mothers emotionally devastated and sometimes physically maimed. Our thanks to President Trump and Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services, for standing up to the abortion industry.
Follow us on Twitter at LifeIssuesUSA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction. And I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of the Bible.
Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code WAVA to save 20%. That's SalemNow.com, promo code WAVA.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
Like the fire in a stove, anger can be constructive when properly directed. But if we don't limit and control our anger, it can very easily become destructive in our lives. There was a time when my anger almost destroyed me. I was unfairly accused, and at first I pretended that I was fine. But the anger I claimed did not exist crept out in biting remarks toward the people closest to me. Eventually, I had to stop playing games with myself and admit I was angry. I decided that if I couldn't beat my anger, I would join it. I took my negative energy out and redirected it toward something positive. Romans 12 and 21 says, "Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." Instead of spending my time getting bitter, I decided to invest it in getting better. For me, this meant going back to school. For you, it may mean going back to the gym. The point is, you can take your pain and turn it into gain.
We welcome you to visit us online at gracechurchva.org, where you can receive free downloads and view more about Dr. Greer and Grace Church. Again, that's gracechurchva.org.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. A recent column titled, "The True Plight of Black Americans," my guest this hour observed that while it might not be popular to say in the wake of the recent social disorder, the true plight of black people has little or nothing to do with the police or what's been called the systemic racism. Instead, we need to look elsewhere. We need to look at the responsibilities of those running our big cities, among other things. Joining me to explain it, talk more about it, Dr. Walter E. Williams, professor of economics at George Mason University here in Fairfax, member of the board of advisors for the Media Research Center's Free Market Project. His most recent book, American Contempt for Liberty, and his website is his name, WalterEWilliams.com. Dr. Williams, I always look forward to the chance to talk together. Thanks for joining me today.
And thank you for inviting me, Don.
You started by citing some of the most dangerous big cities in the country, east coast to west and even in between, and there's one glaring similarity with all of them. What is it?
Well, the the thing that's most common to the most dangerous cities and most deadly cities in our country is that they've been run by Democrats for over a half a century. And in many cases, the people running the cities were black mayors, black chiefs of police, black superintendents of schools, and city councils dominated by blacks. And this significant political power is relatively new in black history. As I point out, that in 1965, there are no blacks in the United States Senate. Only 6 members of the House of Representatives are black. And today, 52 members are black, and 9 black Americans have served in the Senate. And the bottom line is that black Americans have significant political power, whereby in the past they have not. But however, I think it's a mistaken belief to believe that political power translates into economic power. And we see this, excuse me, just by looking at history. It turns out that Japanese Americans are perhaps the most successful political group. Economic group. They have the highest wages. They have the greatest family stability, the lowest crime rate. But Japanese Americans don't have political power, even in the cities where they're the most numerous. By the other hand, Irish Americans have had political power for a long time, but Irish Americans are the slowest rising of any of the white ethnic groups. And so it's a mistaken belief to believe that political power translates into economic power.
Well, where then is the breakdown? You're right, as you've well cited, the history's long enough now for us to make a fair analysis as to who's running the show, so to speak, or the shop. And yet the results are so abysmal in terms of the outcome economically for black Americans. And, of course, there are those who quickly want to say, well, that's still because the system is rigged against the black person. And, in fact, now we have growing calls, for example, for massive reparations for past crimes. How do you answer that?
Well, I believe in individual accountability. Now, if the people calling for reparations, what they're essentially saying is, let's help a black of today by punishing a white of today for what a white of yesterday did to a black of yesterday. That is, the people are saying that let's help individual A by punishing B for what C did to D some many, many years ago. And if you believe in individual accountability, you have to find that offensive. Now, the people who are calling for reparations, they never make any, and they never utter a single word about who sold the blacks to the white Europeans that enslaved them. It surely wasn't whites that ran all over Africa capturing blacks. It was black tribe. It was black chiefs in many countries, in several countries in Africa, that sold blacks into slavery. So the whole idea of reparations makes no sense. And what compounds that is that they're asking people who have just been here who came here long after slavery was ended, they're asking them to pay reparations too. That is, a Hungarian fleeing Hungary in 1954, how is he accountable for slavery? It's none whatsoever, but nonetheless, reparations people don't answer that question.
Well, how then do we address the issue effectively and cogently and sensibly when there's this constant rhetoric that the black person is being held down, and yet there is the failure? And I don't mean this across the board. People like yourself certainly get it. You understand from the black perspective where some of the real problems lie. But why is it, I guess what I'm trying to say is, why is so many of the black population convinced that really they've been victimized and there's nothing they can do about it because of the white man? And yet the evidence is overwhelming, as you just cited at the start of this column, that black leaders have been in control of these major population centers for decades now. Would there be some who'd say, well, yes, but they don't have the engines of economy in their hands. They don't control the large corporations and the businesses. What would you say to that accusation?
I think that's just plain nonsense. That is, one of the most devastating things to a person is to give him a rotten education. It turns out that the poorest quality schools are in the very cities that are run by blacks, blacks as mayor, chief of police, superintendent of schools. A good example is Baltimore, Maryland. And in 2016, in 13 of Baltimore's 39 high schools, not a single student tested proficient in math. Only 15% of Baltimore high school students passed the English test. And the same is true. Similar numbers can be found in cities like Philadelphia, Detroit, St. Louis, all cities run by Democrats and very often by black Democrats. Now, it turns out that my colleague Thomas Sowell, very, very distinguished economist, his recent book that just came out this week or probably coming out next week, it's called Charter Schools and Its Enemies. And the blacks, he does a study of charter schools in New York City, and mostly blacks and Hispanics are attending these charter schools. And by and large, these charter schools are doing much better. The kids are doing much better in these charter schools than in the public schools. But you think everybody would be happy about it? No. Mayor de Blasio, he's attacking the charter schools. The public education establishment is attacking the public schools. And the NAACP is attacking the public schools, the charter schools, because the public school establishment and the National Education Association, which is the most powerful union in the United States, they don't want the competition, and they don't want to be shown as jackasses in terms of what they're delivering to poor black kids. And matter of fact, there are 55,000 kids on the waiting list to get into charter schools in New York City.
You also point out in the column, academic liberals, civil rights advocates, and others blame the exodus that has been occurring out of the cities on racism, saying white flight to the suburbs is being done to avoid the blacks. But you say the blacks are fleeing at greater rates than the whites.
That's right. That is black people who have the means to get out. They can't wait for beacons to move them out to the suburbs. And I point out in the column that five cities, the suburbs that had the fastest growing black populations are Miami, Dallas, Washington, Houston, and Atlanta. And it turns out that black people do not like to be mugged and have their property destroyed and vandalized any more than white people. And if they have the means to get out, they get out. And also in the column, I point out that if one is concerned with that Black Lives Matter, the last people that he should go after are the policemen. And a good example of that is that in Chicago this year, just like the case of Chicago and similar in other cities, 282 people have been killed, have been murdered, and most of them blacks by blacks, and the number of blacks shot and killed by policemen turns out to be three people. Mm-hmm. So if you're concerned about trying to save black lives, who do you focus your energies on? Do you focus on the police that have shot three black people, and probably in the lawfully so, or these 280 blacks who have been murdered by other blacks? And just for this weekend, I would bet you a dollar to a donut that there'll be roughly maybe 10, 15 blacks murdered over this weekend in Chicago.
What kind of heat do you get from your counterparts in the black community when you take such logical and information-based stands, but it doesn't meet the template of the liberal narrative?
I don't get very much hate letters from the black community. Actually, most of them come from white people, hate letters,
wow.
White liberals. And And I think that black people just cannot deny the kind of things that they have to live with. That is, the average American would not begin to live under the conditions that many black people in poor neighborhoods live under. Things like serving dinner on the floor so as to avoid gunshots or stray bullets.
Wow.
Some parents have put their kids to sleep in the bathtub to stop them from getting hit by stray bullets. Bars at the window, people afraid to come out on the street. Their stores, such as we saw recently, CVS and many other black stores, burnt and looted by rioters, black and white rioters. And the people realize that something needs to be done, but they have a misguided loyalty to the Democratic Party.
On that note, we have to quit, and it's always too short a visit, but I hope we can do it again soon. Thank you, my friend. There's so much more to talk about, especially during these days.
Thank you.
Walter Williams, well-known economist, highly respected, and this column is called The True Plight of Black Americans.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Don Crow here talking with local expert realtor Christy Moore, and she's sharing some amazing statistics with me.
Don, what most people don't know is that 42% of the properties listed in the DMV will not sell. There are over 115 variables that affect your bottom line when you decide to sell your house. Our team of experts know how to navigate those variables to ensure your home sells at a great price in the time frame you need. With thousands of transactions closed and over 100 years of experience, if you decide to take our advice, you will sell your house. We've sold dozens of homes that didn't sell the first time for at or more than the previous asking price, and typically in less than 30 days.
Contact Christy Moore at 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, contact Christy at 866-404-5858. Why not give her a call right now?
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Pohle, one of Corrie's teens in the resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. In late April, hundreds of Orthodox Jews gathered for the funeral of a beloved Hasidic rabbi, but New York's mayor deemed their rights absolutely unacceptable and threatened mass arrests if it happened again. A month later, tens of thousands of angry, often violent protesters rallied for Black Lives Matter, but the same mayor encouraged them, boasting of his own daughter's participation. Simultaneously, 1,300 medical and public health professionals who had previously advocated strict social distancing signed a statement in support of mass demonstrations and idiotically called them, quote, vital to the national public health. This ludicrous, illogical switch demonstrates the so-called social justice activism that has become a substitute religion for secular progressives. I'm Michael Medved.
ADF, fighting for those whose religious freedom is being violated.
The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Making a difference in the world, I mean that. I say that most sincerely, folks. You really are changing a child's life, rescuing a child, as we team up with this great ministry known as Save the Children. And Scott Wilder's here with me to confirm what I'm saying. It's a great ministry that's been doing this for a century plus. And Scott, I was just looking during the break at an article I came across from a couple of years ago. It's called The Joy of Giving Lasts Longer Than the Joy of Getting. In two studies, two psychology researchers, Ed O'Brien of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and Samantha Kazier of the Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management, found that participants' happiness did not decline or decline much slower if they repeatedly bestowed gifts on others versus repeatedly getting those same gifts themselves. Mm-hmm. And their conclusion was, if you want to sustain happiness over time, past research tells us that we need to take a break from what we're currently consuming and experience something new, which is finding ways to give. And as a matter of fact, repeated giving, even in identical ways to identical others, may continue to cause a feeling of refreshing and pleasure more than the more we do it.
Maybe you've never done this before. Maybe you've never given to something like this before. And maybe you always felt like, well, I just can't. I can't do it. But maybe this time you say, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to say I can't. I'm just going to do it. $10. It doesn't matter what the amount is. I mean, we say a lot of times, it's not about how much. It's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives. It's about how many of us will say, you know, I want to be a part of it today. I think that's the fun of it for me, is to have everybody feel like we all participated in doing something wonderful together. So maybe you've never done it before. Maybe this is the perfect time for you to do it. Or maybe you've done it before again and again and again, and for whatever reason, you can't do it right now. Could I just ask you to pray extra hard that someone that maybe that's never done it before will come in, come in off the bench and be a part of it and say, you know what, I'm going to be in the game this time. In the game, not just on the team, not on the bench. I don't care about having the jersey. I just want to be in the game. And so today, maybe you would be that person that would be able to pray someone off the bench. And again, if you are blessed, if you have a job right now, you're blessed. We talked a little bit before in a previous broadcast about, you know, God's blessings that come to us are not intended to stay with us. They're intended to come, not blessings to flow to us, but to flow through us. That's how we know we're being Jesus with skin on, is if we take whatever God is providing and we simply let them flow through us. We're conduits through which those blessings can flow to others. And God will continue to send blessings to us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. And that's not prosperity gospel. It's not name it and claim it. That's just God's way of doing stuff. I've seen it a million times. And by the way, if you can't get on board with that, he'll find somebody who can. He will find someone else who can. That's not a threat. It's just the way it works. That's just the way it works. So today, would you just draw the circle bigger? Look outside yourself. Turn off the TV and the news for just a second and say, you know what? I want to be a part of something good. I want to be a part of something, making something better. I know as a matter of fact that when you provide 10 days worth of meals for one child, that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. That $100 will make a positive influence at a very important time in our country. In fact, I would even offer, not to overstate this, but in some of the communities that will be impacted most by your giving, this is the perfect time to participate. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. 30 million U.S. school children count on School for Nutrition. They're on the breakfast and lunch program. And having done it myself, having been there, providing those meals, feeding children breakfast, feeding children lunch, feeding children after school, sending children home at the end of the day on Friday with groceries so they can last until Monday, both from parochial schools, but government schools and Christian schools, children that are in need are not just in the, quote, government schools. There are children in need in some private schools too, and we have the opportunity to come along and say, you know what, we're gonna make a difference today. We do it in Jesus' name. We take a good thing, make it a God thing, simply by doing it in Jesus' name, providing those meals at 888-884-4836. So passing these out in church parking lots, passing these out in school parking lots, passing these out at food banks, food closets. That's what you're doing today with Saving Children. 100,000 meals every day. 888-884-4836. Call right now. 888-884-4836 or at WAVA.com.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. Customize your coverage with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you concerned about getting what you need in the time frame you need in order to move to your next home? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research, as well as an expert team to take care of your every need to sell your house and downsize with ease. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan brand targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions, contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com, connecting you with new customers.
A lot of us are spiritual beggars because we're talking to the wrong people. We're trying to get advice from people who are beggars too.
Dr. Tony Evans says we've set our sights too low.
And let me tell you something about low expectations. You get what you expect.
Seeing God do more in our lives with great expectations. All this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. With the coronavirus outbreak, it's critically important to wash your hands thoroughly, not touch your face, and practice social distancing. If you're a parent, it's also important to help your children cope with the stress and fear an event like this can bring. So remain calm, explain to your family all you're doing to protect them, and finally, slow down and enjoy your family's time together by having some fun. Remember, together we'll get through this.
Well, not to get any too cerebral on this issue, Scott, of the joy of giving, I was looking at another brief column quoting Eric Fromm, the great psychologist, psychiatrist, The Art of Loving, and he said, giving is more joyous than receiving, not because it is a deprivation, but because in the act of giving lies the expression of my aliveness. In other words, the more we invest in other people and other living beings, if you will, it brings a new sense of aliveness to us and our own purposes. And I think all of it, you know, I look at Elijah. His worst time was when he turned within himself out of fear of Jezebel and really went into a funk that caused him to flee into the desert. He became totally self-absorbed, but God called him to get back out of that and get back to ministering to other people. And I think that's part of what we're looking at here in this COVID-19 crisis, a day of hope, if you will, with Save the Children. And we're talking about helping other people.
Yeah, I've been around the world, as you have done, many, many times. I mean, 30 times in the last 25 years, same as you. We have seen so many things, and you know that sometimes the hard thing for me is not to be over there where there is very little, but to come back here. Because, number one, I get very quickly assimilated back into my Western Christianity. But the other thing is, it's easy to forget. If it's not in front of you, you think, if it isn't happening here, it isn't happening. But, you know, one of my great, my favorite books of all time is G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy, The Romance of Faith. And he talks about in there, he says, how much larger your world would be if you could just become smaller in it.
Wow.
That was a way of 120 years ago of saying you're not the center of the universe. Yep. It's a big world, and the world is bigger if you could just become smaller in it. If you were thinking of yourself less, you would find that it's a pretty amazing, huge world out there that God has created. And when we take our eyes off ourselves and when we can think about others, whether it's providing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days or for 1 month or for the whole summer or just a $10 one-time gift or a monthly gift, now when we can do that, we make the world bigger and we make the world better. When we make the world better for somebody, the world gets better for everybody. And today, I mean, if you would just join those who've already called and just say, I want to be a part of it today, we only have about 10 minutes left in our half hour. And I think if we could just do this for 10 more kids, now that may be a lot. It's about $1,000 total. That'd be 10 kids for 10 days would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 children for 10 days would be a total of $1,000. So just take a chunk out of that. I don't care if it's $25 or $28 or $980. I don't care. But do something. Be a part of it even in the next 10 minutes. Call 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or go online to WAVA.com. It's COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. And what we're doing is we're filling bellies of school children who otherwise would not be getting their, they don't get their breakfast and lunch program from school because school's been canceled, summer school is canceled. Lord willing, in the fall, the school will be back to normal. Looks like there may be a chance that'll be the case, but all I know is if we can get them to September 1st or get them all the way through, you know, the summer, we will be doing them a wonderful service, and God, I think, has prepared us for that. I think the fact that we couldn't go to the movies and we couldn't go out to eat and we got a stimulus direct deposit, we got our tax refund, and we're not driving, so we're not paying gas gasoline prices like we normally would. All those things combine to provide a little bit of extra money that we then might be able to say, I'm going to peek outside my silo. I'm going to peek outside my cocoon and see if I can help somebody else. And you can. And we give you the chance to do it today. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or WAVA.com. Stand in the gap with us, would you? With Save the Children, feeding kids in communities like some right here. And certainly all along Appalachia from West Virginia all the way down to Eastern Tennessee and throughout the United States, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day, along with books and school supplies and good old-fashioned social distance-style love. That's what you're providing today. And just looking outside ourselves is refreshing. Turn the news off and do something good for once. I know it's an obsession of ours, isn't it? Watch it like a train wreck. 888-884-4836. Call now. 888-884-4836.
Both of my parents happen to be African American, but my middle name is McCurry because my great-great-grandfather was Irish. I can easily fit the stereotype of both the angry black man and the Irish temper. With my Native American blood, I could watch Armistead, Braveheart, then Dancing with Wolves, and walk out of my house with a shotgun. Kidding aside, though, I really understand temper. What helped me manage my temper was first understanding that anger's not bad in itself. Even Jesus got righteously angry. Ephesians 4:26 does not say, in your anger, you sin. Instead, it says, in your anger, do not sin. When righteousness is violated, it's healthy to feel anger. But how we handle this emotion is key. When I feel angry, I've learned to take a moment to first calm myself. Only after I'm in control of myself can I respond and not just react. I have to attack the problem and not the people.
We welcome you to visit us online at gracechurchva.org, where you can receive free downloads and view more about Dr. Greer and Grace Church. Again, that's gracechurchva.org.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions, contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app. The app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. OnePlace lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen, even offline or in airplane mode, with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free OnePlace app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for OnePlace. That's OnePlace.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Help! On the next edition of Adventures in Odyssey, Mandy gets teased by a kid at school for praying, but Eugene knows just what she needs, a history lesson. It's a whirlwind tour of some of history's greatest prayer warriors with a few practical lessons about remaining faithful along the way. Pray you don't miss the next Adventures in Odyssey.
Monday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune into the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
Number to call with your gift of any amount in our Save the Children campaign, 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. All set up for you online. You can click on the Save the Children banner. It'll take you where you need to go, or just go to WAVA.com and enter the keyword children. That'll get you there as well. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for 10 days. Wow. Imagine, Scott, imagine. Scott Wilder, of course, with me, representing Save the Children. Imagine feeding our kids at for 10 days with $100.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? And fortunately, after all the years of being around for over 100 years, and certainly in some of the counties in the United States for more than 80 years, we have great relationships with all manner of people, both inside the school districts and outside, food providers, different ways to cut costs. And so we're excited about the opportunity to make your dollar go really far today, to have it be that $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child, and $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. So today is a chance to do that, and I hope that you will join us in doing that and won't be shy about doing that. You know, I think that I've said before that this COVID-19 thing, and that's what we're doing right now, the whole reason we're talking about this is for COVID-19 emergency relief. Because these are school children who otherwise would get their breakfast, lunch programs at school, and they can't do that with summer school canceled. And so we're standing in the gap, giving you the opportunity to stand in the gap. And so we just want you to have every opportunity to come alongside someone and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. There's so many negative things in the world right now, so many negative things in the news right now. It's so easy to make a noise or to make a splash, but I want to make a difference, even quietly. I just want to pick up the phone, call the number, and provide that for a child today who otherwise would not have it. And by the way, you're not just providing food for a child. You're also rescuing a desperate parent. God trusts us to be his hands and feet. That is what the blessings to us tell us. That is evidence that he not just loves us, but trusts us to be his hands and feet. That's what we get a chance to do together today. So would you make sure that we don't have those blessings simply flow to us, but that we will have those blessings flow through us when you make that phone call today at 888-884-4836 or online at WAVA. I think it's one way to really let a kid be a kid. Yeah. Our kids are growing up so fast these days, our daughters are young ladies before maybe they even should be, our young men, certainly lots of distracting things to propel them into adolescence. Wouldn't it be something if we could take care of these meals and let a kid be a kid today? Let them not worry about where their food is going to come from, not be apologetic to their parent. I'm sorry, Mom, I'm hungry. Can you imagine what we are taking away from children by putting a child in that situation? You can take that away right now with your gift. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. or go online to wava.com.
And no gift is too large, obviously. None is too small. $10 or $10,000. Yes, we could use anything that you can provide. If it's a $50 gift, $100 gift, $500 gift, you know what you can do. You know what the Lord's saying to you. Make the call right now, would you? Thank you so much for spending this hour with us.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weeknights at 9 on Talk Radio for the whole family, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life change.